Fans, although Tommy Rockwell has been taken from the ring via stretcher, we are happy to report that he will be at 2005 Ways to Bleed, and he will be defending his WWA World Television Championship, and get this, he's gonna do it against none other than Rick Righteous. Yes, you heard me right, folks. If Rick Righteous wins tonight, he will have an opportunity to do something no other wrestler has been able to do since Mr. Petit opened his doors. And I say this regardless of what the fans think. I'm certain, and I'm certainly no backer of Rick Righteous, but I am certain if Rick Righteous should manage to hold the American, BACW, and television titles at 2005 Ways to Bleed, then that would automatically, without a question, in my eyes, make him the instant brand new number one contender for the eWrestling.org World Heavyweight Championship. Fans, it's time for our double title match, so let's go to the ring for our opening introduction.
Now has come the day that I take the lead and I make you follow.
Ladies and gentlemen, this next contest scheduled for one fall and will be for both the WWA American Heavyweight Championship and the BACW Heavyweight title. Making his way down the island towards the ring, he weighed in tonight at 230 pounds, standing 5 feet 11 inches tall. Welcome from Detroit, Michigan, the reigning BACW Heavyweight Champion and your hometown hero. I give you the man who has a mile of hope and just
it's incredible! Listen to the chant as signs litter the arena, all pointing to the fact that size doesn't matter. The women are going crazy and leaping into the ring. Magnum Randall grinds his hips on the WWA logo, removing his BACW championship belt from around his waist. Randall continues to play to the crowd and, uh-oh, you guessed it, here comes trouble.
And here's the opponent, accompanied to the ring by his valet, Vicky Sasha. He hails from San Francisco, California, and has been given the name WWE's most hated. He is the hairbanger of doom and the house of my guy, Sister. He commands that you bow down and can you flex, showing respect for the god of professional wrestling. He's the WWE's American Heavyweight Champion! Detroit, this is the Messiah! He is Rick Righteous!
Over the past 2 weeks, something funny has happened. It seems everyone in WWE feels that Rick Righteous and Mr. Petit have a secret pact and that they're plotting to steal Rick Righteous his second world championship reign, but they're waiting just for when the time is right. If you ask me, true or not, it's made Rick Righteous the most controversial wrestler in the wrestling business today. From the blow-up doll to the Fox confessionals in church, Rick Righteous has brought the fight right to the doorstep of Magnum Randall. And tonight, Magnum Randall is going to finally answer the question everyone has been asking. Is he a legitimate heavyweight champion here in WWA? As Rick Righteous kisses sexy Sasha over the ropes and hands the referee the American Heavyweight Championship strap, the man in stripes calls for the bell. And here we go! Color tie in the center of the ring, and immediately Rick Righteous uses his massive strength to back Magnum Randall up into
the
corner.
Get him out of the ropes.
Randall quickly intertwines his legs in the ropes, and immediately the man in stripes demands that the hold be broken. Look at Randall using his smarts. backing up is Rick Wright. But no, he's quick to break the eyes of the BACW Heavyweight Champion, and Randall has been blinded. He can't see in there, folks. Hard surprise chops to the chest of Magnum Randall. Soften the BACW Heavyweight Champion up and applying a side headlock. The American Heavyweight Champion is quick to call for a bulldog. Out of the corner and leaping into the air. Randall goes through, executing an awesome textbook rolling suplex. Can you believe he just pulled that off? Oh my God, on the canvas is a stunned Rick Righteous, who has a bizarre gaze in his eyes. And falls face first into the canvas. Magnum Randall adds to his misery with a running baseball slide to the face. On the outside, sexy Sasha is screaming for Rick Righteous to shake out the cobwebs, and staring into her dark, beautiful brown eyes, Magnum Randall begins to choke the crap out of Rick Righteous, breaking the hold. The referee forces Randall into a neutral corner, and this allows Righteous to gain his second win. Face to face on the logo are both men. Oh my God! Righteous just spit in Magnum's face. Randall taking a wild swing. Righteous stops and powers Randall up onto his shoulders. Samoan Drop is countered by Magnum. Tornado DDT. My God, did you see how fast Magnum Randall countered that move? As Rick Righteous continues to have difficulty slowing down Magnum Randall with power moves, the BACW Heavyweight Champion run towards the nylon. Here he comes, backwards springboard up the second row, and Randall connects with a high arching moonsault. Hook of the leg and the cover in the count. One, two, kick out by Rick Righteous, and this one's going to continue. Fans, Magnum Randall has done his homework, and if I was a betting man, and I'm not, I would say the odds are at least 2-1 that Randall's going to walk out of the palace at Auburn Hills as the brand new BACW and American Heavyweight Champion. Dragging Righteous into the corner, Randall dawns the top rope and twisting into the air, unleashes a lightning quick corkscrew leg drop. This one has to be over. One, two, no! Kick out by Righteous, and this one's going to continue. Pulling Righteous to his feet, Randall sends the American Heavyweight Champion into the ropes with a hard Irish whip. Here comes Righteous off the opposite ropes, and Randall setting him up for a hip toss. No! Reverse onto a hip toss by Righteous, and this gives Rick Righteous the upper hand. Vertical elbow drop to the center of the chest stuns Randall, and Rick Righteous has finally gained the upper hand. Randall is down, but folks, he's struggling to his feet. Look at the heart of the BACW Heavyweight Champion. Look at him using the ropes to get upright. Righteous is motioning with his arms for Randall to stand up. Waist lock from behind by Righteous. Oh, my God! A wicked German suplex dumps Magnum Randall right the hell onto his neck. And I think Randall's knocked out. What a power move from Rick Righteous. Here comes the press. One, two, I don't believe it. Randall kicked out this time, and it's going to continue. Not wasting any time. Up and down goes Magnum Randall. Oh, my God. Crashing down onto the WWA logo. Righteous sits up smiling from the impact of his perfectly executed brain buster. Hook of the leg, and here's the press. One, two. Randall kicked out again, and Rick Righteous is starting to become agitated in the ring, screaming at the referee and accusing the man in stripes of a slow count. Rick Righteous continues to now taunt the fans in the Palace of Auburn Hills. Listen to him get on Sexy Sasha.
You're a crack whore. You're a crack whore. You're a crack whore.
Rick Righteous is furious with the fans and kicking the bottom rope and turning to inflict more pain on Magnum Randall. Randall drills the WWE American Heavyweight Champion right the hell in the face with a picture-perfect super kick, falling backwards into the corner and slumping down onto the second turnbuckle. Here comes Randall, full steam ahead, leaping into the air. It's Magnum Randall's version of the Bronco Buster. Yes, folks, it's the Hawks and Dump. Up and down, up and down. Next is a flurry of punches by Randall, and Righteous can't stop the attack. Rick Righteous is stunned, choosing to not go for the cover. Randall rips into a snap suplex, and things are not going well for the WWA American Heavyweight Champion. Sexy Sasha screams from the floor, and Randall tells the accusing whore to shut the hell up. pulling Rick off the canvas. Magnum tells sexy Sasha that he's gonna reverse neck break her man, and it's gonna be just for her. No! Righteous takes advantage of the distraction and lifting his heel into the groin of Magnum Randall. You can see the concern on the ladies' man's eyes. Short arm clothesline by Righteous knocks Magnum head over heels, and pausing to catch his breath, Rick Righteous appears to be losing some steam in the ring. Don't get me wrong, folks. Righteous is in perfect shape, but Magnum Randall has forced the pace of this match so much, perhaps this was something Rick Righteous just wasn't prepared for. Pulling Randall to his feet, Magnum breaks the eyes and locks it down on Rick's chin. Rocks the American Heavyweight Championship's jaw with a killer jawbreaker. Flat on the canvas, but close to the ropes, Magnum Randall hooks the leg for the cover and the count. 1, 2. What the hell? Sexy Sasha just stopped the count. And folks, she's making out with Magnum Randall. Into the ring comes Sasha, and as she continues to tongue wrestle with Randall, Magnum pulls back from her aggressive flip lock. Randall doesn't like it. Randall's got her by the hair, and he's asking the fans if they want to see sexy Sasha slapped. Do it, Magnum. Do it. Pulling back an open hand, Rick Righteous stops the slap. Sasha wiggles away from Randall and rolls under the battle rope. Right move stunner. Magnum's down. Rick Righteous just hit his right move stunner. Hook of the leg, and this is all she wrote. 1, 2. Rick Righteous has done the impossible. No. Into the ring comes Big Daddy Jack Craven. He just pummels Righteous over the back with a steel chair. Righteous gets up. He's not even hurt. Craven pounds him again over the head. Righteous falls to one knee and staggers back up. He's poking up. Craven hits him again. And he goes down to full speed. Rick Righteous has blood streaming from his face. And he's getting up again. Craven takes a running start. Oh my God! Rick Righteous just falls through the rope and down to the hard concrete floor. Flat on his back. I don't believe it. Still in the ring of the WWA logo, Magnum Randall is sleeping with the fishes. What is this? In fact, Magnum Randall rejoined the Black Knight, bailing out of the ring and giving no explanation as to why he just helped somebody who he hates. A smiling Jack Craven just disappears into the back just as quickly as he came. 1, 2, 3. What's the referee doing? 4, 5. He's counting out the blood-covered Rick Righteous. No, not like this. I hate Righteous, but not like this. 6. Sasha's desperately trying to lift her man back up into the ring, but she's not gonna make it. 9, 10. That's it. It's over. Magnum Randall has won. Magnum Randall has done the impossible.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're a winner of the contest by countout, and not only the WCW Heavyweight Champion, but the new WEWA American Heavyweight Champion, Detroit's very own Marcus Lee Magnum. Get up for the WWE's hard job. He's Magnum.
The outside, Rick Righteous cannot believe what he has just heard. And folks, if he could kill, there would be a mass murder committed right here in the palace at Auburn Hills. Magnum Randall is getting up, and my God Almighty, Magnum Randall has won another heavyweight championship belt.
Magnum.